Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Monday, the 23rd of February, 2015. This is my audio blog. Just recording a quick update for the RPM challenge, record production month challenge. Day 22 was yesterday, and for a progress update for that. So I went back to song number, what was it now? Song number five, I think it was. The fifth song that I wrote. But it might not have been. No, it might have been eight, actually. Oh, I don't know. Confused now. Where can I look this up quickly? I'll just switch to a different app on this phone where I was just looking. Eight. Track number eight. The eighth song. I did a bit of work on that yesterday evening, and it came out at 2 minutes and, I don't know, 13 seconds, something like that. So it's a short piece in its current state. I could have arranged it in a way that could have taken up more time, but I was happy with just over 2 minutes. Of course, the original riff recording that I'd made of it was, in that one day, was about 17 seconds long. So it's already taken those ideas and spread them out across a larger period of time. So anyway, that's a small little track, which is a little bit different, but I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed some of the sounds I've got in it, and some of the experimentation in there. It's been inspired by a couple of things, really. One of the things that's inspired me was, funnily enough, you know, sometimes in a work context, you have to go on conference calls, and you have to phone up a number, and then you have to type in a PIN code. And there's one particular call where I just like the tune that the PIN code plays out. So I took that and recorded that, and then sort of built that into this track. So it's quite interesting, actually, looking up the DTMF tones that are played, and looking at finding out the frequencies that are used in those tones, and then mapping those onto the nearest note on the musical scale. And then being able to replay those notes on the keyboard. So, I enjoyed that. It's also inspired by mobile phone, telephone, using mobile phone telephones. But also inspired by an idea that, more of a gripe that Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting, raised in one of his February boos earlier in the month. He talked about a particular sound that he finds annoying, so inspired by that, I've taken some elements of that and played with those in this song as well. So, nice little interesting sounds track. That 2 minutes and whatever it was, 13 seconds, has now nudged me gently over the 35 minutes target. So I've now got 35 minutes of album in eight songs. So it's quite good to get over that threshold and understand and just have a reassurance in myself that I've got the right amount of material. And I've got, I think, four more effective working days So I'm planning to have a rest day this evening. So I'll work. I was planning to work, say, on the album on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then rest again Thursday, and then do Friday and Saturday. So yeah, four more days to work on. So I started trying to arrange the tracks into an order that might make sense for an album, and particularly thinking about side A and side B, which not something that we are that aware of these days, with albums being on CDs and on iTunes. I think ever since I first started listening to music on CDs, that whole concept of a side A and a side B has become less prominent. So I was quite keen to just sort of come back to that, because my memory of some of the albums that I first fell in love with, you know, they were on tapes or records, and you had a side A and a side B, and the end of side A, you know, you had to, the way that you ended side A had to end in a way that would make you want to turn it over and play side B. And then, you know, side B is a whole new sort of opening. So, you know, the first song on side A and the first song on side B both sort of set the tone, and they try and, you know, they're, it's a very easy point to abandon listening to an album partway through the first song on side A or side B. It's important, those song choices are important for the beginnings of those two sides and the ends of the two sides as well. So I've sort of been playing around with that and sort of trying to work out the order in which the songs would go. But I've found in doing that, there's one song which I'm trying to hide. When I'm thinking about how the album goes together, I'm trying to hide it, and it's like, well, okay, I'm obviously not happy with this song as it is. So it may be that the next thing I do is re-record that song, or even I think I might want to rewrite some of the lyrics as well. So that might be the next thing I do. Take what is the potentially the, currently the weakest song on the track, which is the one I mentioned it before as being anthemic, just not really sure that as it currently stands in the recorded version, whether it really lives up to that. I'm going to re-record that and rewrite it a bit. So that'll give me something to do. Okay, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.